Thank you. It's good to be back to this, my other home. I'm going to start out with a love poem. And I decided to, we were talking at dinner, and Washington, D.C. seems to come up a lot. It always has, for my people and for all of us. And so Washington, D.C. figures prominently in this poem. It's called The Myth of Blackbirds. The hours we counted precious were blackbirds in the density of Washington. Taxis toured the labyrinth with passengers of mist, as the myth of ancient love took the shape of two figures, carrying the dawn tenderly on their shoulders to the shores of the Potomac. We fled the drama of lit marble in the Capitol for a refuge held up by sweet everlasting earth. The man from Ghana who wheeled our bags was lonesome for his homeland, but commerce made it necessary to carry someone else's burdens. The stars told me how to find us in this disorder of systems. Washington did not ever sleep that night in the sequence of eternal nights. There were whirring calculators, computers stealing names, while spirits of the disappeared drank coffee at an all-night cafe in this city of disturbed relativity. Justice is a story by heart in the beloved country where imagination weeps. The sacred mountains only appear to be asleep. When we finally found the room in the hall of mirrors and shut the door, I could no longer bear the beauty of scarlet licked with yellow on the wings of blackbirds. This is the world in which we undress together. Within it, white deer intersect with the wisdom of the hunter of grace. Horses wheel toward the morning star. Memory was always more than paper and cannot be broken by violent history or stolen by thieves of childhood. We cannot be separated in this loop of mystery between blackbirds and the memory of blackbirds. And in the pre-dawn, when we had slept for centuries in a drenching sweet rain, you touched me, and the springs of clear water beneath my skin were new knowledge, and I loved you in this city of death. Through the darkness, in the sheer rise of clipped green grass and asphalt, our ancestors appear together at the shoreline of the Potomac in their moccasins and pressed suits of discreet armor. They go to the water from the cars of smoky trains or dismount from horses dusty with fatigue. See the children who became our grandparents, the old women whose bones fertilize the corn. They form us in our sleep of exhaustion as we make our way through this world of skewed justice, of songs without singers. I embrace these spirits of relatives who always return to the place of power, whatever the outcome in the spiral of beauty. And I particularly admire the tender construction of your spine, which in the gentle dawning is a ladder between the deep in which stars are perfectly stars, in the heavens where we converse with eagles. I guide your hip home to me with my hand, which is more than a hand, rather a river of effervescent water. And I am thankful to the brutal city for the space which outlines your limber beauty, to the man from Ghana who loves the poetry of the stars, to the ancestors who do not forget us in this concrete and paper illusion, to the blackbirds who are more than blackbirds, and to you, sweetheart, as we make our incredible journey.